we're implementing the chord embellishments, and you know, I've been teaching it as if you would just like learn them all and be able to improvise them on the fly. That's not really realistic. Choose what you want to, like, our example is the song is two bars of F and two bars of C, and it's an instrumental break, and you don't want to just strum without changing anything. So rather than just like fiddle around, like I say, you would decide in advance which fiddle version, you know, that's a technical term, which embellishment you like, and then just rehearse that only. So given an example, so this isn't all just completely nebulous. When you do an F chord, we like the pinky down on the third fret of the first string with the F chord. Let's hear that, what that sounds like. And we decided that we're going to make it super easy and play an embellished F for two bars and a regular F for two bars, and it'll sound like this, three, four. Very simple, but very effective. And then when we got to the C chord of the embellishments that we could have done, we decided we liked the one where you move the second finger from the fourth string to the third string, and the chord kind of sounds kind of different. And then you resolve it back to where you normally play a C chord. And then we strung up both of those together. So let's hear what that sounds like. Two, three. Crazy about it. One thing you could do is reverse the order. Namely, on the F chord, you started with the embellishment and finished with the regular chord. You could reverse it on the C chord. You start with the regular C chord and then do the embellishment. Still, we're just making it up on the fly. You would go through this process and say, okay, maybe I don't like that one the best. Let me pick a different one for a C chord. But this is the process, so we're going to stick with what we did, all right? If it kills us, but anyway. So that's one. Let's hear what that sounds like. So we'll do embellished F to non-embellished F, and non-embellished C to embellished C. Two, three. Another idea is you can toggle between embellished and non-embellished. So here's embellished and non. And then do the same thing on. You know, that adds a little more emotion. It obviously has to fit the emotion of the song, you know. But that's how you would do it, rather than just having a huge blanket of possibilities, you know. So let's do one more time. Let's toggle, but let's reverse the order. Let's do non-embellished chords first and then embellished chords. Two, three, four. Other possibilities could be any rhythmic variety you think fits the song. For example, on the C7, that alteration sounds kind of weird a little bit, so I'm going to make it shorter. I'll just go back to C proper more often and for longer, like something like this. They're obvious things, but you're not expected to come up with them on the fly. Do some preparation before you begin. But having said that, we're gonna take this F and C, innocent little two bars of F and two bars of C, and embellish them all the way across the deck. You may not think you're ready to do that, but I know you're ready to do that because we're gonna work through it. Because you've already done the chord embellishment you listen to it and you have the chart in front of you. By the way, you who are listening to this, make sure you do it with the chart in front of you, because it's way harder not to. So before I get to the next area, like we were just doing fret 0 to fret 3, and the next is going to be like fret 3 to fret 6. But before we just jump in, let's analyze the shapes we had. When you play the F chord, which of the cage system shapes is that chord at fret 1?
The E.
Yeah, E, that's right. And then when you do the C shape, oh, I just said it, rats, I hate that. When you do the C chord, it's the C shape. And then so you have to determine, okay, now when you go to fret 3, which F shape is it going to be? And which C shape is it going to be? The answer is the F shape is the F key. F chord is the shape of D, and the C chord is the shape of A. All right, and that'll take you to the third fret in both cases. We're going to embellish that.